Thanks for hanging out with us here on this Monday morning. Someone else that's back in studio that we are hanging out with right now is Tom Harris. He is actually running for Allen County Commissioner, and so many of you wanted to hear more from him after we had him on, so we brought him back in studio. Thanks for coming back, Tom.
Kayla, good morning, and welcome, listeners. It's great to be here.
And I'm sure this won't be the last time we chit-chat, Tom.
Great.
At least leading up to May 7th, that's for sure. But I do actually want to start here because you served on County Council with Sharon Tucker for about five-ish years, just shy. Of five years, something like that. I mean, what did you think of your time with her? How do you feel about her being elected to be our next mayor of Fort Wayne? I wanted to get your perspective today.
Yeah, we're pleased. Sharon worked very well with County Council, and we were pleased with a number of votes that she did over that time, and was proactive toward and leaned toward economic development. That was something that I was pleased with as a council member, and she and I sat side by side for those years and got to know her a little bit through that process. And we wanted to continue to grow Allen County. And I know when she got to city council, she was trying to do the same for the city.
Obviously, I mean, you are a Republican. Sharon, we know, is a Democrat. Did you feel like she had a good working relationship with Republicans?
Yes. And she was the only Democrat on the council.
Serving at the time, yeah.
Yes, at that time. So, yeah, we worked well together. And she, like I said, was leaning toward a lot of those economic growth issues that we were concerned about in the county.
Well, let's hope it continues out that way. I know so many Republicans have reached out to me this morning, you know, wanting to know my two cents. So I figured I'd ask a man who's actually worked with her in the past. Yeah. But now let's talk about you, Tom.
Sure.
You're running to be one of Allen County's commissioners to replace actually Commissioner Nelson Peters. Why is that?
Well, I've served for a number of years. I want to help this continue this growth for Allen County. I've watched this community. I've grown up in Allen County. I have two businesses that I've helped to grow, and I've worked with other businesses to grow these in this area. We need to keep that economic growth focus happening in Allen County in Northeast Indiana. My experience, I was HR director for the county. My experience with the county is understanding kind of the trenches and understanding, and I've had a chance to work with 36 different department heads and elected officials, and that gave me a great insight on how the system works, understanding the differences between the commissioner's role and the council's role is very important, and having an understanding of how these two can get together and how they can work together better. I've got some ideas on how to do that as a commissioner.
What would you say are like the top three big differences between the commissioners and the council?
Well, first of all, the commissioners do not set tax rates. Mm-hmm. So I've heard recently that there's some comments about my opponent wanting to change that taxes. That tax thing comes from the council. Council is responsible for the fiscal responsibility of the county, and they set those rates. So that's first of all. Secondly is just probably setting an overall vision for the county and helping the county continue its economic development is crucial. And then probably the scope of that role is to make sure that our internal departments and elected officials are working together. We're strategically growing the county, but also strategically running local government, making local government work for the people.
I have a really dumb question, but Tom, I feel like we've gotten to know each other and that I can ask you a really dumb question. Why are there three Allen County commissioners?
I think basically the General Assembly has set that up throughout this this state. So this happens throughout the state. All local governments are like this. There was a move in early 2010, to try to move to a single county executive. I was against
that. I remember that.
You remember that?
Why are you against that?
My opponent was for that. I was against that, and I still am, because the county is a large entity. It's by geographically and by the scope and of all the different communities within the county, it takes three of us full time, and I am committed to work in this role as a full time commissioner, leaving my two businesses aside and committing my entire time to the county is crucial. Anybody running for this office needs to commit to say, I'm going to do this full time and not be doing something else while you're serving.
Tom, we had you on, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago at this point, and we touched a little bit on solar. We touched obviously on why you were running and kind of your resume and went through a lot about that. So if folks missed it and you want to learn more, you can download the podcast at wobble.com. But you left here and everyone was like, KB, ask him about the Allen County Jail.
Sure.
So that's one reason we wanted to bring you back in studio. I mean, at the end of the day, Tom, why do you think this has been such a challenge for our current commission. Why has it been just such a hot mess to begin with?
Sure. Nobody wants a jail.
Yeah.
Period. I mean, we just don't want to spend funds on it when we've got the opportunity to do so many different things in this community. It's tough to spend money on a jail. I've been around for a little while in a part-time capacity, but I've worked with four different sheriffs during that time. And every one of those sheriffs have told me that jail was not made right. It was not designed right. It's not okay. Each one of them have told me that in different capacities. We got to this point last year because we were sued. The county lost. Mm-hmm. So we had to make a decision to solve this problem. We didn't have a choice. And so the commissioners worked with the judge and through this lawsuit came to an agreement to do something different than we're doing now. Some members were saying, hey, listen, we need to just put more money in that current jail. Let's spend $30, $40, $50 million on the current jail to expand it. That is only going to be dumping money into an area that it frankly will not sustain us for the next 30 years. So the challenge that we had on council was, do we move forward on trying to solve this for the community? And so I served as president last year, and we move that around each year and such. But as president, it was my job to listen to council and understand council's point, take it to the commissioners, understand their point, and kind of work between the two to get resolution. Anything, Kayla, anything that passes out of county council is a majority vote. Takes four of us out of seven. So anything that happens, everything from taxes to the jail or anything that occurs, it takes a majority. So we received that majority. But I got that because I stood in front of a federal judge that told me, looked me right in the eye, and he said, you need to fix this in the next 30 days or I'm going to come back to this community and I'm going to make decisions that this community will not like. And so I took that communication back to both the commissioners and I took it also to council. We received four votes. To be able to move forward at this point. So what I look at is, hey, listen, we're growing in so many different ways. We're kidding ourselves if we're going to say that we're not going to need a larger jail in 30 years from now. And I'm frankly, as a citizen, I'm kind of tired of hearing about the jail about every week, every month, every quarter that we're being sued or we're having to do something else. Let's get this right. Let's fix this for this this community. We deserve it.
What's the status of the plan right now?
Yeah, it's moving forward. There's been some challenges on some of the administrative processes, but even the state has looked at different things and said, you're doing this right. We got a couple people there's a handful of people challenging the process at this point. And it's working through that court system at this point, or those decisions will be working through that. So.
Well, no matter what happens come May 7th, you know we're still going to bother you about the jail in the future, right?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. But, we had the support of the Associated Churches of Fort Wayne, representing 125 churches that said, do this right, fix this, so that we can help citizens and such in the future. And so while the press a lot of times looked at the 30 people that were in the room, there were a lot of people telling me, fix this thing.
And that's all there ever really was. If you went out to some of these things, there was usually only 20, 30 people,
same
a handful
people.
Of folks. And
same
they were
people.
All, you're exactly
same
right
people.
About that. So great work on that. I'm sure we'll talk more about it. In the meantime, how can folks learn more about you and your campaign?
Yeah, just go to our website, TomHarrisForCommissioner.com. They can learn more about us. But we'll continue to reach out, listen to the community, and make sure that we're making great decisions for the citizens of Allen County.
And we'll be in touch as well. Thanks for coming back
you,
in.
Thank you, Kayla. Thank you.
That is Tom Harris running to be your Allen County Commissioner. Well, news time at 7:48. Josh Williams up to bat. He's got a roundup of all of your sports highlights and lowlights coming up.
Podcasts by Federated Media.